kicking off for the Goblin will be Riley Jones. It's Brad Liddy and Alex Strope back deep for Mountain Home. The Bombers will have the ball first to start this matchup here this evening. Here's the approach. A kick, short kick taken at the 10-yard line by Liddy. Return up the middle, trying to bounce it outside. First tackler misses, second misses, and he battles his way out to the 29-yard line. Nice return from the senior Liddy, and the Bombers will have a pretty decent field position at the 29.
Well, he did a great job, Brad, of making the first man miss him that time. If you, on any kind of kicking game, if you make the first man down the field miss you, you got a chance to have a decent return. He did a good job making a guy miss him, got a block or two, and was able to get a good return.
So the Bombers with Isaac McKay at quarterback. Riley Peters will start in the backfield at fullback position. We'll see Junior Williams tonight. Reese Winfeld and Lathan Aldridge, rather, starting in the backfield. We'll see Eddie Jess back there and Aaron Holmes as well. It's Peters right now at that fullback position. Isaac McKay, blamed with that broken nose, has a shield on his face mask. He's going to take it straight ahead himself across the 30, and he's going to bull his way out to about the 32-yard line.
And you see that what they did in that four-two look turned into a 4-4 look. They walked up those safeties. Still got the corners out on the wide outs and wide a little bit. They walk those safeties up to give them more run support inside the box. You know, you look for the bubbles in that situation. Good bubble right there on that 4-2. There's nobody over the center. You know, you're going to get that all night long just about.
A pickup of four on the carry for McKay. T.J. McKenna into the ballgame, brings the play in from the sideline. He split out wide to the right. Again, Peters, the fullback for Mountain Home. They split the halfbacks. Man in motion to the near side. The handoff straight ahead to Peters. He is upended at the 35-yard line after a gain of two.
Now, you know, that doesn't seem like a very good play. You know, 2 yards, that's not a real good gainer, but you have to set the fullback. The fullback has to set the offense up, and, you know, it's just going to be pretty hard to get somebody on those linebackers with the offensive linemen covered up like they are.
They mark him just shy of the 36, so it's going to be third and about 3.5 here for Mountain Home. Seth Bashirs brings the play in. He's going to be split out wide to the right side. Out of the wishbone. The ball is kept by the quarterback. Nowhere to go for McKay. He is going to be stacked up at the 35. Loss of about a half a yard. It's going to be fourth down. The Bombers looking to punt on their first possession.
Pulled it a little bit quick that time. Didn't ride the fullback up in there. He's going to have most of his success when he rides that fullback into the line of scrimmage and makes those linebackers commit one way or the other. Pulled it a little quick that time trying to get outside and gave him too good of a read.
Now McKay is going to punt. McKay and Boje both doing some punting for Mountain Home. McKay will be the punter this time for Mountain Home. Back deep for Harrison is Daniel McCormick, one of the return men, along with Gabe Husky. Good snap back to McKay. Gets off a good kick. It drives Husky back all the way back to the 20. A reverse on the return. It's actually McCormick that caught it, hands it off to Husky on the right side, cuts it back to the left side. He's across the 30, gets a block, and there's two flags on the block as they'll get a block in the back. And Husky, a late flag at the end of the play, too.
It's going to be a face mask at the end of the play right there on the tackle.
So he winds up at the 44. There's going to be a flag there. We're going to have a block in the back at about the 36-yard line. So we'll let the officials sort this out, how this is going to happen. I believe you mark it off from the block in the back, and then you add back the face mask, I believe. Is that right, Bob?
I would think so. Both, neither one were a dead ball foul, so they both have to be. Well, you know, returns, notoriously in high school, will, when you figure return, it'll go to your sideline. And
right.
one part of that is you want that jersey to mix in with all the other jerseys over there. It makes it harder for them to pick out the ball carrier.
Well, the officials still sorting this out with multiple fouls on the return. We're about 2.5 minutes into this one, 9:32 left in the opening quarter, and we are scoreless so far. Tommy Kraft is our referee tonight from the Fort Smith area. This is where this crew is from.
Well, they're getting a consensus, aren't they?
They're making sure they get this called right. And we're going to wait for the official call now. We're going to have a block in the back by Harrison. Then we're going to have the personal foul and the face mask against Mountain Home. offsetting penalties and first down Harrison.
Huh.
And where are they going to put the football?
Where he went down.
Well, that's the 44, but now they're backed up to the 36 where the block in the back occurred.
I don't know.
No, wait a minute. Now he's marking off the penalty back to the 27-yard line. They marked off.
They marked off
10 yards against Harrison. They didn't enforce the face mask penalty. But he said it was offsetting penalties. So now Tommy and his crew going over to talk with Joel, about head coach of Harrison, to explain to him, Joel Wells.
I'd want an explanation, too.
Yeah. Kind of an odd start to the game.
Seems like if you have offsetting penalties, you would go down to where the ball was tackled.
I don't know how they're offsetting, though. I think you would enforce both of them, wouldn't you?
Well,
somehow they got the ball at the 27. Apparently, that's where they're going to leave it.
I don't know what 27 had to do with it.
I don't either. So here we go, the misdirection play, and straight ahead on the carry is Martin, and well played by the Bomber defense. He's going to pick up about three on the play. It didn't look like three originally, but he gets a three-yard gain.
Well, good job by Thomas staying at home. Nobody took the little jet sweep fake that you got there. Linebackers didn't run out, stayed at home, and were able to make that tackle.
Luke Foreman, Gabe Henderson, Hayden Strider, Ben Henderson up front for Mountain Home. We'll see David Waymeyer in there tonight as well. Dittmason will hand it off to the motion man. This is Husky, Gabe Husky, and he is hit and dropped for no gain on the play right at the 30-yard line as the Bombers string out that long handoff on the sweep.
Well, that's what you got to do. You got to make them run sideways when they do that, and eventually they're going to run out of bounds or help is going to get there. If you make them run sideways and turn up the field at some point in time, make them cut back into the pursuit.
So third and seven coming up here for the Goblins. Dittmason out of the shotgun. They run the no huddle. Trips to the right side. He rolls to the right side. He wants to pass. Looking downfield. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Eludes the one tackler. Gets the pass away complete for a first down to the 40-yard line. It's Cameron Jones making the catch for the Goblins. Boy, a Bomber, one of the men up front, had a hand on the jersey and couldn't quite pull him down.
Couldn't pull him down. He's a big, strong senior and just hard to bring down with one hand.
So it's a 10-yard pickup to the 40 for the Goblins. They convert on third down.
Let me give him credit. That was a good play. You know,
he kept
his head up, looking downfield, and was able to find an open receiver.
8:15 left in the opening quarter. We are scoreless from Bomber Stadium. Harrison with their first possession of the night. They'll have two receivers on the left side. Dittmason out of the gun, as always. He fakes the handoff to Husky, keeps it himself right up the gut. He's got a first down run. Dittmason, 6'1", 210 pounds, and he carries it down to the 45 of Mountain Home, a 15-yard gain.
So the defensive lineman got to get their heads up and look and see that and get all those blocks.
Harrison will send trips to the left side now. Single wide out to the top side of the field. A delayed handoff. This is Husky straight ahead. He's going to pick up five to the Mountain Home 40.
Gabe Husky takes
it all over
right guard down to the
40-yard line. 7:41 left in this opening quarter. Harrison converting on third down, keeping this opening drive alive. Now they've picked up 20 on the last two plays. Handoff is to Husky, right side on the read play, and he's going to bounce his way near the first down. He's going to come up about a yard shy. He'll be stopped at the 36. Pickup of about four on the play. Well, now they've marked him right at the 35-yard line, and they're going to have to bring the chains. He's awful close. He got a pretty good spot at the end.
I think his forward motion got him up there pretty quick.
Yeah. So they are going to bring the chains out with 7:11 left in this opening quarter to see if he has the first down or not.
It's a good job. Good thing it's on that side. Chain gang's not good, really good shape right now. So
it is a first down.
I can't believe they let him have that.
I see Dave King over there, and I see Robbie Williams on the chain gang.
You know, Bailey Bodenham is probably over there.
I'm looking to see if that's – I think that's Bailey. He's the one hiding behind the chain over there. Yep, that's Bailey. I'd be hiding too.
Yeah, I would too. That's disgraceful.
So it's a 5-yard pickup and a first down for the Goblins. They have fresh set of downs at the Mountain Home 35-yard line. Dittmanson will fake the handoff, keeping himself, running right side, a late pitch. He gets pummeled, pitches it back to Husky, and Husky's going to have a first down all the way down to the 10-yard line. It's a pickup of 25 on the play, but boy, Dittmanson paid the price.
Oh, he did, but that was good execution right there on the option. You know, that's the thing you want to do is run it all the way down the field, not just to the line of scrimmage. And, well, he kept the ball in a pitching position where he could get rid of it, and Husky was in the right spot.
They are on the 10, so it's first and goal at the 10 now for the Goblins. That's Martin in the backfield now, and Dittmanson fakes it to him. He's hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. He's played well by the front of the Mountain Home defense. Leading the charge that time was Ben Henderson. So second and goal here for the Goblins, their first possession of the night. The question, one of the wide receivers goes out of the game.
Last time, you know, they're going to run the football. They're just going to spread you out with the receivers to create lanes. There's an option.
Here's the option. The pitch goes to Husky, and he is going to be ridden down after about a 2-yard gain to about the 8-yard line.
Henderson did a good job of slow playing that time. You know, made the quarterback commit. They were running to the short side, so he didn't have a lot of room. Didn't attack the quarterback, made him pitch, and still had a chance to get to the running back.
Third and goal from the 8 here for Harrison. 5:50 left in this opening quarter. We're scoreless so far from Bomber Stadium. A packed house. They're standing almost all the way around the home side of the field now. Great crowd here for opening night. Third and 8. Big play for this defense. Dittmanson rolling to his left. He wants to pass across his body. Shoots it to the end zone. Incomplete. Knocked away. Reese Winfield reaches in and knocks the pass away for Mountain Home.
Well, that was a good pass and a good route, but a better job defensively getting your hand in there. Don't ever give up. Get your hand in there and pull something out, and the ball came out.
So now it's going to be fourth and goal for the Goblins. And it looks like they'll keep the offense out there. Hunter Holtby is their place kicker. But they're going to go for it. It's fourth and goal from the 8. Can the Bomber defense hold again? Dittmanson looking to pass. Standing about the 15. Flush back to the 20. Being chased. There's a block in the back. Oh, they didn't call it. He floats it to the end zone. Pass deflected. Incomplete to the Bombers. Hold on fourth down.
Well, that was a block in the back. And White had reached for his flag but just didn't pull it out.
Tommy's got to get that one.
Yeah.
So a great defensive hold by Mountain Home. And they will get the ball back at the 8. Bob, if you didn't hear it, obviously, but in the pregame show, Coach Maddox was talking about the defense. And they'll give up the little short passes, the short gains, until you get inside the 20. That's when they really buckle down. They change things up a bit, a lot like the New England Patriots do with their defense. They give up a lot of yards, not many points. We saw it right there. Boy, they really buckled up inside the 20.
Well, you know, outside the 20, you don't want to give up a big play. Make them work for it. Don't gamble and give up a big play just automatically.
Here's Junior Williams into the ballgame from Mountain Home. He gets his first carry of the 2017 season. He's going to pick up 3 out to the 11-yard line.
Junior needs to pound on them up there a little bit. Get them tired, make them work.
5:06 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home and Harrison scoreless, each with one possession so far. This is the Bombers' second possession of the evening. Mountain Home moving left to right here in this first quarter. Isaac McKay, I briefly mentioned earlier, broke his nose early on in August. He's playing with a protective shield on his mask. He's going to have surgery as soon as the season's over. Here's the ball kept by McKay, and he's going to take it to about the 14-yard line. He faked the handoff to Big Junior and keeps it and picks up about 3 on the play.
Well, it's just a period of adjustment right now. Offensively and defensively, our offensive line trying to get to the speed of the game and, you know, figuring out where they're going to line up on certain plays and how they adjust to certain formations. You know, it's just a poke and feel right now.
The sun is no longer a factor. It's set beyond the horizon now. And early on, it was a factor for anybody looking back to the west, but done with that now. Third down and about four here for Mountain Home. They've got to get to about the 18 to move the chains. Here's that misdirection play coming to the near side, and Winfield's going to be hit in the backfield, tripped up. He takes it to the 16, not enough. It's going to be fourth and two coming up. So the punt team will come on, fourth and two, you would think.
You would think, yeah.
Maybe not. The offense still on the field, and the play's being brought in from the sideline. 3:29 left in this first quarter, and Mountain Home's going to go for it. They've got about a yard and a half to go. They're just shy of the 17. They've got to make it to the 18. Boy, look at the big line splits. Fourth down, they're going to try to draw them offsides.
Offsides play.
Yep. They don't do it, and they'll take a timeout, and we'll see what they do after the timeout. We'll break. 3:09 left in this opening quarter. We're scoreless. Mountain Home and Harrison, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
.309 left here in this opening quarter. Mountain Home and Harrison scoreless. The Bombers tried to get Harrison to jump offside. They didn't, so they'll bring the punt team onto the field. Trace Rick is the long snapper for Mountain Home, the sophomore. Isaac McKay will be in punt position. It'll be McCormick back deep. One deep man this time for Harrison. Fourth and about a yard and a half. Good snap back to McKay. Gets the kick away. A high kick, but it's a short kick. This is going to bounce at the 41 of Mountain Home and roll down to about the 43. So it's about a 27-yard punt. Harrison's got a great field position.
Yes,
starting
at
the Mountain Home, 43.
You know, we'd like for them to have to go a long way. And, you know, but you talk about inside the 20, you know, a short field or really hampers their offense a little bit because they depend on spreading the field vertically and horizontally. And when you get down inside the 10, sometimes it's tough on spread teams.
Trips to the right. Dittmason wants the pass. Looks at the lone receiver on the left side. And he drops it at the 15-yard line. The pass was intended that time for Daniel McCormick. And he drops it at the 15. He had a touchdown if he hauls it in.
Well, that's a good throw right there, right over his shoulder. And receiver just lost track of it.
So brings up second and 10 here for the Goblins. And the officials, they're talking about, oh, must have been a penalty. They're going to
Was that ineligible?
It was ineligible receiver downfield. Yeah. The Bombers declined it, so it's going to be second and 10 coming up. I never saw the flag. That's what I was trying to figure out what they were just talking about.
You know, you may have put your glasses on.
May have to. 2:54 left in this opening quarter. We're scoreless. Here's the ball kept by the quarterback. Well played by the Bomber defense. Big hit up front by Mountain Home's Cody Anderson. It's a loss of one back at the 44-yard line.
Well, Cody slipped in there and got their quarterback just about time as he made that ball fake.
So third and 11 coming up here for the Goblins. Bob, I was looking at some stats from last year. You know how many times Harrison punted last year?
No.
Six.
Six times.
In 11 games. So pretty much it's four down territory anywhere on the field.
The old Plaskey Academy thing.
Uh-huh. I'll go to an I formation now with two receivers on the right side. It's third and 11, and they want to pass out of it. Dittmanson standing in the pocket, looking long, looking towards the end zone. It's knocked away at the last minute, incomplete. Was that Liddy down there?
Yep.
It was. Brad Liddy knocking the pass away, intended for Cameron Jones.
Well, he had a lot of time. You know, we only rushed three, maybe four that time. They had six blocking. Plenty of time to throw it. No open receiver. I mean, he just threw the ball up.
Yep.
Didn't make a play because he wasn't really open.
So Harrison will be in punt formation. We'll see what they do here. Dittmanson, the quarterback, is also the punter. Mountain Home is not going to put anybody back deep. They don't anticipate a punt here. Liddy's the return man, but he's not back there.
You really don't want to catch it right here anyway.
Here's the kick away from Dittmanson. It's going to bounce at the 5. Get in the end zone. Get in there, and it does. So a touchback, and the Bombers will have it at the 20. 44-yard punt, a net of 24.
Once again, you know, we need to make a couple first downs. We need to – we're going to have to get a little misdirection. We're going to have to throw it just a little bit. We're going to have to get them off the line of scrimmage.
1:53 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home's third possession of the game coming up. We're scoreless so far. Bombers with the blue uniforms tonight with the white numerals, gold trim, the white pants. The Goblins with all white uniforms except the blue numerals. They've got the gold helmets. Bombers going back to the MH on the helmets. I like that.
I do too.
The line splits have been a little larger the last several possessions now for Mountain Home.
You're going to have to create gaps right there. There's the old. That's what you're going to have to do right there.
Right up the gut, Lathan Aldridge.
You get those wide gaps, wide splits. You pull the uncovered offensive lineman, get him turned up in front of that, in front of the running back with a running back in front of him, gives you an extra blocker. You know, just if nothing else, creates a log jam and a little push right there.
Aldridge with a 5-yard gain on the carry. Second of 5 upcoming here for Mountain Home. 1:24 left in the scoreless first quarter. They've gone to the I now with two receivers to the left side. Motion comes to the near side. Handoff is the second man through. That's Aaron Holmes who's in there. Holmes is going to pick up 3 before he's driven backwards. They'll spot him out to the 28.
And he's going to have to run a little lower than that. You can't run standing straight up through there at the line of scrimmage. He's going to have to get that pad level down just a little bit.
So a third and short coming up here from Mountain Home. Third and 2 from the 28. McKay over to the sideline to get the play from Brian Maddox. Brian, Justin Bigham. Justin's the co-offensive coordinator. He and Brian both calling plays. Again, they're out of the I formation here with third and 2. McKay straight ahead. He has a first down running through that big split that we've been talking about, and he's going to take it all the way out to the 32. He needed 2, and he got 4.
Well, when you play a 4-man front, you're going to have an uncovered bubble there somewhere, and that time it was right over the center. When you got that and you need short yardage, that's where you need to go is straight ahead.
They're going to give him a mark out to the 33, so a 5-yard pickup for McKay and the first down of the season for Mountain Home.
That's a good job of the offensive line, those guards and center getting up in there and getting a body on a body and creating a little bit of a seam. That's all you need right there in that situation.
This, barring a penalty, will be the final play of the first quarter. 8 seconds left. Handoff is Big Junior Williams. Straight ahead, he's going nowhere. They're going to give him a yard on the gain out to the 34-yard line. That will end the first quarter. We're scoreless so far. Mountain Home and Harrison kicking off the season. We'll have the second quarter coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of 4-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.